Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. This morning we get a preview of the Hilltown 6 Pottery Tour, a sampling of the work of a group of nationally recognized potters based in the Hilltowns of Western Massachusetts. Each summer they open their studios for a coordinated tour, inviting neighbors, friends, collectors, and the curious to see their workshops, their kilns, their showrooms, and their new work. This year's tour runs for both July 24th and 25th from 10 to 5. To tell us more, we welcome two of the six potters as part of the Hilltown 6. Christy Knox is with us. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
Hi, Joe. It's great to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you again, Christy. Thank you very much for being here. And Maya, help me with your last name.
Machen.
Maya Machen. Is that right? Myra?
Yes, that's
Machen.
Right.
Excellent.
Maya Machen, yes.
Maya, I thank you very much for being with us. Thank you so much. It's great to speak with you. All right, so let us talk. Christy, we'll begin with you of how this particular tour came about, and you're back on the map now.
We are. This is our 15th year. We're so excited to be able to have a live pottery tour again. So a group of potters got together way back when, and we really wanted to bring the public to where we make pottery. And so little by little, our pottery tour grew and grew, and it is what it now is today, which is there are 9 host potters, and we have guests as well. So you'll see a total of 26 different potters become on the tour. It's the other thing that I really love about this tour is that in each of the studios throughout the weekend, we provide demonstrations about our work and how it's made. On the website is a list of when and where each of the demonstrations are going to be taking place, and they're all free and open to the public.
Maya, how did this group come about?
Well, it's one thing that's really amazing about this area of the world is that there's a lot of potters kind of tucked away in the hills here. And unbelievably, there's actually 2 tours in this kind of geographic area. So in this tour, it was why it's called the Hilltown 6. Originally, it was 6 members who got together, and then 3 more of us. And I'm one of the younger members, so I joined a little bit later. Formed this group. And it's wonderful because there's such a huge variation of work within the host potters even. We do have a high percentage of people who fire with wood, but we also have people who fire in electric kilns and gas kilns and some people who hand build and some people who throw their pots on a pottery wheel. And each individual host has such a different style and their pots are so wonderfully different from each other that I feel like anyone who likes pottery and comes on the tour will be able to find something that they really love.
So talk about those 2 of wood. I mean, how does that make a difference? And is that interesting, Christy, to the people who visit the various spots on the tour?
I think that it is because the firing technique will influence what the surface of the pots look like. So in wood firing, the wood ash and the soda and salt that are infused into the kiln at the end of the firing create their own glassy glazed surface on the pots. And you can really sort of see the influence of the fire. I primarily fire in an electric kiln, using electricity from my solar panels. And my glazes I apply after the work has been bisque fired, and they come out with very bright colors and a very high gloss or sheen to the work.
So, and that is, and is that personal preference? Does that come from study, from how you were taught?
I think that it is all of the above. I think that it reflects a person's personal aesthetics in terms of what kinds of surfaces they're drawn to. But certainly, depending on who a potter studied with, as we all know, our teachers definitely influence us as we're learning.
Maya, tell us about the safety in numbers of having a group together, what that is like for you. As you said, you came as an add-on from the original six, but what has it been like to be part of this group?
That's a great question. It is, it's really actually wonderful because not only are we coming together to sort of help advertise the tour and all the work that needs to be done, you know, we can distribute throughout the nine members, but it's also a community and a community of peers. So often something will come up in our studios and, you know, there isn't infrequently that there's an email coming out to the group, oh, I've got this issue, you know, can you help? Or, you know, I'm looking, the last one I sent out is I'm looking for paper to wrap up, you know. So we're there because we can support each other and we all understand what it is like to work with clay, even though we all work differently. So as far as the actual tour, what's nice is for the people who attend the tour, they can see a really broad spectrum, not only of the work that's on show, but also of where we each work. So you can come into our studios, you see our spaces, you see our gardens, you see what is surrounding us when we work, and you can see how that influences each individual. And, you know, you'll see as you go around the tour, everybody has a different spot, and there's some very gorgeous little tucked away spots that people don't normally get to. And I think that's part of the allure of the tour is really getting in to see people's kilns and their workspaces and their, you know, and then their outdoor spaces as well.
Is it coincidence that you're all together in a short geographic space, or is it more than that, do you think? Is it the geography that calls potters to this region?
That's a good question. I can tell you why I'm here. And I went to college here. I went to Hampshire College, and I actually apprenticed with another member on the tour, Mark Shapiro, for 3 years in my early 20s. And, you know, I fell in love with this area and just basically never left. So I think that's a common refrain for lots of people in this area. It is very beautiful, and there's lots of different types of towns in a close proximity. But I do think you're right in the sense that, you know, where there is a group of like-minded people, it often attracts other like-minded people. Mm. And I think that's happening in this area, that there are lots of potters that come here and feel comfortable because there is such a great community that supports everyone here.
Christy, tell us how the tour works in the perfect world of how people can experience it.
Yes. The best way is to go to our website, hilltown6.com, and there you can download a map, which will help you get from place to place and see where the area is and plan out your route. Because it's a self-guided tour, you can pick and choose. You can get to all nine studios, or you can pick a few of your favorites and start there and then see where it takes you. So it's nice in that you have flexibility. But the website is definitely the portal with all the information. You'll be able to see the different artists' work. You'll be able to see the schedule of demonstrations and then also to be able to grab a map and hit the road. Having a map is a good idea just because there are a few spots in the hills, in the hollows, that self-service is a little sketchy. Works great in most places, but not everywhere. And if you don't have a map, if you get to one of the studios, we'll set you up with a map to get you on your way to the next stop.
Talk a little bit about this.
Also add that we have an online component to this tour as well. And as Christy mentioned, going to the website, hilltown6.com, is the best way to access that. And so we actually have 14 of our both members and guests are showing also online. So if people are not able to come in person, there are pots available online. The preview for that will start this Friday at 10 a.m., and the actual purchasing will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday. And there are five of those people who are only online, either, you know, for whatever reason they're not available this weekend or geographically it didn't work for them. So some of the work is actually only available online. But it also can show you, can give you a little bit of a preview of what the work is like in the studios, and you can help, that can help people sort of guide through the tour as well and see what they're attracted to most.
And you can find out that information at Hilltown6.com. Christy, you mentioned a schedule of demonstrations. Talk a little bit about the demonstrations and what people can see in action.
Sure. In some of the studios, people will be throwing pots on the potter's wheel. I know that Eric Smith is going to talk about why he became a wood fire potter. I'm going to do a demonstration about slab-built pots, dinnerware that are thrown on the potter's wheel, and how to use press molds. I can't remember what Maya's demonstration is.
I bet Maya remembers.
I hope I do. This year I'm doing one that I can take outside so we can have a good group of people out there. And it's not, I usually throw on the wheel, but this time I'm assembling a berry bowl. So I'll start with a bowl that's been trimmed round on the bottom, and I'll be piercing holes for drainage and attaching some strap handles to the side of it.
Wonderful. Again, people can find out all the information about the event by going to Hilltown 6. And so during the rest of the year, you're all busy, but you're still together, aren't you?
We definitely are. You know, putting on an event like this takes a lot of planning. And so throughout the year, we're meeting and conversing about what happened last year, what we want for the following year, and what needs to happen in order to put on a tour like this.
What do you know about the people who come? I mean, the demographics of those who come on the tour and join you?
Well, it's a really wide range.
Yep, go ahead, Maya.
It's a really wide range of people who come, and I think that's what we really love about it. I think we're especially excited because we weren't able to do it in person last year. So I think that the members are very excited to see some very familiar faces. We have some very staunch supporters who come every year, some collectors who have followed all of us or some of us for many, many years. But, you know, what also comes are people who are just starting out in the craft. You know, students come. Sometimes we get a group from a girls' camp, and they're just fabulous. They're so inquisitive. They have great questions, really intelligent. They've clearly thought things through. And that's really fun for us, too, because we can show what we've been doing, and to have that kind of enthusiasm and fresh eyes on things can be very invigorating to us as artists. So we get a very wide range of people. We you know, and people come from far away. You know, we have people come from all the neighboring states and sometimes even a little bit farther than that. And so it's a very exciting time for all of us to just be able to see, you know, show the world what we've been doing the last year and to catch up with old friends.
It's really exciting. This year's tour runs both July 24th and 25th, and you can go online tomorrow at 10 a.m. for an online preview. Hilltown6.com is the website, Hilltown6.com. The tour runs both July 24th and 25th from 10 to 5. Christy and Maya, I thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program as always. Be well.
Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful weekend. Again, Hilltown6.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.